Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. Now, if you're hearing my voice, it means you like podcasting. And if you like podcasting, well, then you're going to love my show. Lots of funny segments, good bits, great guests, and of course, moi. That's Mexican for me. So check it out at Podcast One, iTunes, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. The Adam Carolla Show. Throw it on your phone. It's free.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 84. AKA 69 plus 15. Let's see some. What?
Nothing.
Okay, Kaylin is freaking out right
now. Let's cool some water. I'm excited, man.
Is it 84?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused. You guys are throwing me off my game already. It's only been 10 seconds.
Let's make sure it's 10 and not 15.
Hmm. What? 69 plus 15 is 84.
Sounds about right to
Let's
me.
Let's intro, everybody. Let's get this going.
I am so confused. All right, anyway, this is a terrible pod. But we can only get better.
I have a rule. Don't do math in public. This is public.
Yeah, I should keep my math in the...
Keep it to yourself. In the closet, bro. In the closet.
In my own privacy.
Keep your math shut.
Yeah, so I keep my math shut.
Nick.
But you know what? We shouldn't keep our math shut because Matt Fondelier's here.
Yo, 2 + 2 = 4.
Woo!
And welcome back, Matt. We missed you last week.
It's good to be back.
You had a hell of a weekend. We're going to hear about it.
I did.
Kaylin Bean's in the house.
What's up, guys?
What's up? And just to let everyone know, he's also on the water cooler. I'll get into that in a moment. Gary Smith's here.
What's up?
What's up, Gary? How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, good. We missed you, too.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry I couldn't be here.
It's okay. You're here now, and that's all that matters. The real Nick Davis.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack.
And Mike Dawson.
Yeah, that's right, man.
That sounds so good. See, I told you, it only gets better.
The dulcet tones.
We have a lot of show today. The reason I was teasing Kaylin is because Dawson and I had a great time at Rock at the Shop. We did our show. I don't know if you guys may have heard a promo or two for it. And that we were talking. Kaylin was there. He was working the bar. Yep. He was tending. And him and I are having a discussion outside. And we're just in the middle of a conversation. And this guy, I actually learned his name. His name's Peter. Really nice dude. Big fan of the show. He just comes up, leans his head, and goes to me. Woof, woof. And then walks away. And Kaylin, mid-sentence, is like, yeah, so I'm driving home. I'm on the show too. Like, turn his head. Like, just has to make sure.
He just looked right at you and walked away.
Just to make sure the guy knows. this is Kaylin. This is the evolution of Kaylin right now. He comes from behind the glass. I'm nervous. He's going to take my spot. He comes from behind the glass. I need to be in front. I need to be in the room with you guys. I need to flick my bean out there. And I say, all right, sure, come out. Now he fire in his belly.
Full force.
He's going for it. And he's going wild. He wins a rant off on the after show. He has his own segment on the after show. And then today, I say, hey, Kaylin, can you do water cooler day? We planned this today. We didn't know we were coming in right now, but we did because it's the only time of the week we were really able to time it. And I say, Kaylin, are you able to make it today? So he says, no, I can't. And then an hour later, I say, hey, man, sorry, we're going to miss you on the show today. And he goes, all right, I'll come in. But I ain't flicking no bean.
Taking a stand.
Against the segment that made him.
Yeah. So Kaylin
Dance
is just...
monkey.
Yeah, he's coming at me.
I got nothing for you. I got
Great
nothing to review.
Great interaction with that
nothing
fan.
Nothing to do. Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to Jose that came out to Rock at the Shop. He's a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
came
Jose.
To our live show at Amalfi over there. I was talking to him for a while. Very nice guy.
We know Jose. Me, Gary, and Nick have met him. He was in line at the Comedy Store, and he saw us when we were going to a Greg Fitzsimmons show.
Very nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you, Jose. Thank you, Peter. And everybody who came to Rock at the Shop, really, really appreciate you guys coming. We had such a good time. Mike Dawson, the Smoking Kills,
killed it.
Did just that. They killed it. And the
also,
venue,
amazing job tuning guitars. Just excellent. It's an excellent A+. I mean, out of this world. I've never seen something like
that. Thank you. We do it like
you
no
take
other.
That back.
yeah, at least Yeah, come for the music, but stay for the guitar tuning, because that is where he really shines. Now
really brings the house down.
They killed it. Michael Schreiber and South Bay Customs, the venue we played at.
Probably dude,
is that probably just an event space? Venue.
It's a legit
motorcycles there. Yeah,
custom motorcycles.
Yeah. Clears all the gear out.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the lift in
well,
there.
Well, the back part is the workshop.
Okay. Yeah. That's dope, dude. It really is a cool venue.
He pushes all the gear and all
Kalen
the equipment.
Kalen was tending bar. That's the workshop.
Yeah. And it was my favorite venue. Like, it's beautiful. It's different.
Yeah.
It sounds really good in there.
Sounds great. I got to tell you something.
Pulled pork sandwiches. Been cooking since 5 a.m.
Wow.
Been cooking since 5 a.m. that morning. And they're $5. For a plate, you get two
so
sliders. Like, they just dump a crap ton of pulled pork.
I went for pork. The and you get pulled pork, you get slaw, and you get a couple of
Hawaiian rolls,
baked to roll Hawaiian rolls, whatever.
Yum.
I went for, and I have everything in me goes against this. I don't like pancakes touching my eggs, you know, because the syrup. I got to split the sweet and the savory. They got to split. I can't have them together.
Kalen just looked at me and mouthed unflickable.
I went for the pulled pork sandwich on that roll, and I put a healthy helping of slaw right on top of that, squeezed it inside to a sando, little spicy sauce.
It's getting erotic.
Holy smokes. That shit was good.
Yeah, the food was great. The beer, okay, and the drinks were cheap. We had Endless Rant, we had Mangry, we had all these different beers, all these different drinks.
$4 cheaper than free.
$4
for anything. Wow.
By the way, how'd you do on tips? Because that is an awesome tipping
very good.
Price.
Very good on tips.
Yeah,
looked like $4. The $4 price is great. Yeah, because everyone
shit at $4.
$5.
I probably tipped
tip.
$10 over the course of that night because it was $4. What's the difference?
Yeah, Caleb made out pretty good.
Yeah, I did. It was nice.
So yeah, thank you so much. That won't be the last show we do like that. So just stay tuned, and we're gonna keep it coming at you. But
next one in Orange County.
Yeah, maybe.
My band didn't fare too well from the $4 price, because our price was free.
Yeah.
Like, I saw my drummer Tyler reaching into his wallet to get a beer. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
WTF. No, yeah,
you don't pay for shit.
You keep beers in your wallet?
So we were sucking back 4.9 to 5.3% IPAs. And we drank them like they were C minuses. Danger.
The reason I know this is because I go to the table. Caleb's keeping inventory of. He has like a thing that says
is
all
it
the beers.
Tally sheet. You got a tally
sheet.
Yeah,
a tally sheet. Yeah.
Oh, well, I love it.
You got.
I wanted to take a picture of the tally sheet.
We don't even know what we did.
Well, here I think he does. Let me tell you what he's tallying.
So.
He's tallying up. Well, they tally. You know how many beers were bought, and then they tally up another side tally talent, and he has a tally going. And then so he writes a letter T for talent. And then another column with a letter
Dawson.
D. And I ask him, what is that one? Oh, that's just Dawson. He kept Dawson in a whole separate column just because he wanted to fulfill his own curiosity of how much Dawson was.
I do not feel wrong at all for
and
being
you know the
very
thing about
proud
that
of that.
Is I was getting a little bit let down after the music had ended. I said, this isn't like Dawson. And then some other guy came up and he was like, oh, yeah, here's a beer for Dawson. I was like, oh. He's getting drinks from everybody.
Dawson
else.
Has onions.
Dawson drinks.
Look, I knew you were making tips.
Messed up my tally.
I knew you were making tips.
When
so.
We all did this bar crawl in Seattle and you were performing, you made a point. No drinking till after you performed.
He performed first.
Yeah.
Oh, so you performed
so he,
and then you went
so Chris,
drinking.
He had all of Chris's set
yeah.
plus
my man
whatever.
Played, plus yeah, like true. The hangout
so
afterwards.
So still no drinking before the set, though?
The real rule is no whiskey till you're at least on stage.
No whiskey till you're frisky. I like it.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like that rule, too.
That night I started, and I knew I was going to be drinking, you know, 4.9 to 5.3% alcohol beers. So my band was supposed to be on at 8:45. I figured, okay, if I don't get a beer till 8, then I will be halfway through with my second beer just about the time I'm going to start playing, which is perfect. And that's the way it worked.
Take the edge off.
Yeah, well, dude, it's not so much taking the edge off. It's sit around for 4 hours at a bar before you get to play music. See how long you last before you're like, fuck it, I'm drinking.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Matt, there's a country song. It goes, rain makes corn, and corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Wow.
You reminded me of that.
Well, there you go.
Whiskey Frisky.
I apparently have stolen from a horrible country western song. Didn't even realize it.
I know it penetrated your psyche.
We don't know if the song itself is horrible. It could have just been this delivery.
Oh, it was. It was. Nothing I hate more than singing in public. My heart's racing right now.
That's a terrible song. I've never heard it, but it's horrible.
It's not a good song.
Well, maybe Nick just didn't do it justice.
I don't think it's a good song either way, but I didn't do it justice.
Pop country has gotten so dumb.
I know. I was talking to this girl.
Dude, 90s. Listen to some 90s pop country. 90s pop country is the best.
Garth Brooks.
Fucking Garth is the king, dude.
Okay.
George Strait. Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who did Doug... Ah, oh, damn it. The guy who did, we talked about it on the show. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. Doug Supernaw.
Yeah. Tip of my tongue. It was tip of my tongue.
I was just telling it earlier today.
Anyway.
Matt.
Now everybody's looking for Doug Supernaw Reno.
Did you get that, Matt?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, we missed you last week, and the reason you were out of town was because you were on your way to San Diego, taking the surf liner.
You're welcome.
That's train.
Right. Gary's idea.
You trained it.
I did.
To San Diego.
That's the way to do it.
Matt was, we were initially going to have him call in, but it was just a little too loosey-goosey here last
week. The train departed at 12:30, so my thought was I can board the train by like noon and get settled and then call into the show, but they boarded the train at like 12:30, and then by the time, why is everyone touching their head, their ears? Do I turn myself up? Hey,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, for the first time, Gary wanted me to turn the volume up. This is really something.
I heard me say no such thing. Yeah.
No, I heard it. I lost my train of thought. Something about the train.
You wanted to get on the train.
Oh, yeah, why didn't call?
Weird. Okay.
You wanted to get on the train and be the most annoying passenger on there, calling into a broadcast show.
Correct.
Like a personality.
Yeah, and I would have definitely been like, the guy would have been like, oh, Jesus. Now, as it is, I had to take a few calls from Adam.
All right, dial it back a couple
TV. No, give it up. More volume, more V from Matt.
I did have to take several calls from Adam while I was on the train, and I'm sure the person next to me did not appreciate it, and I was just like, I'm sorry.
Were you in the bar
You're
car?
Reading his schedule.
It literally was that.
Were you in the bar car?
No. In fact, it took me quite some time to find it. I was a little disappointed
myself.
Yeah.
Question two, why weren't you in the bar car?
I'm not as experienced on the trains. I think that's maybe the third train I've ever been in my entire life.
I assume they all had bar carts.
But I was in car 6 or something, and then the bar cart was apparently in car number 3. So right. I was like people watching to see which way people were going and coming back with alcohol, and eventually figured it out, and then the train became a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, you just need a little bit more training.
That's
all right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Look, folks, we don't condone this behavior. I know we're enabling it, but we don't condone.
That's a good point.
I do understand your concern for being on the phone with Adam during the trip, because I heard him talking to you on the phone on the plane. Like, I was boarding that plane where you gave him the wrong plane number.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Here we are.
That thing that didn't happen. Yeah, I remember that. Unbelievable.
I'm not kidding. It's almost as if he was expecting that to happen, because for the entire hour before boarding, he was just talking about how excited he was about getting on this plane. Oh, at least we get this plane. Oh. It's all I'm looking forward to. I can't wait to turn left. Blah blah blah. And then so obviously he boards before us, and me and August walk in, and we, you know, everybody's turning right. We look, and he's just sitting there with like this scowl on his face, and he has his earphones in, and this is all I hear is like, and this is like, as I'm, you know, because we have to walk by all the first class passengers so they can shame us with their eyes as we get back in a coach, and I just hear this is not the plane that Matt was talking about. Look at this is a Southwest flight.
Is he on the phone, or is he talking to you guys?
He's looking at me and Mike, and then you hear him click the phone on. This is not the plane he's talking about. Matt, you said this was a 757. When I ask you what kind of equipment this is, and I just hear him yelling at you as I'm walking away, just thinking, oh, God.
Yeah, that was awesome. It's a great way to start the weekend.
So, yeah, and first class was full, so there's a person sitting right next to him as he was doing it. So yeah, I understand your concern with that being on the phone.
Sure.
Wow. Wait. So he had someone sitting next to him in first class.
Yeah. This was a small jet then.
Oh, yeah. This is it was a Southwest flight. Like, it was just two seats instead of three.
Well, and this is back, you know, was this, this was leaving L.A.?
Or yeah, was the LAX, from, yeah. LAX okay. to D.C.
Okay, okay. Because that's the only flight you guys were on together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it was just awkward. I do have a pretty great photo of Mike August, who Nick and I came to the conclusion that he's just really trying to troll me right now, because he was sitting three rows in front of me.
Test your
allegiance. We both had aisle seats. His bare feet on the arm of the chair in front of him took off his shoes, and I swear he was wearing socks. Like, he must take off his shoes and
socks?
And his socks. And he's sitting there the entire way.
Chris, for the 12th time, you have to show that photo to Adam.
I was going to say.
Chris refuses to show it to Adam.
I didn't want to feel like I didn't want to feel like I was just like ratting him out or anything. But then,
because it was a test by Mike August to see the loyalty of Chris.
Yeah. it definitely failed because I did show Adam, and he said, and I forgot
you
to
did
tell
show it to him.
I forgot to tell him today, but he said, bring that up.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Chris, just go ahead and forward it to me. I won't forget.
Yeah, here, I'll just pass my phone down. If you guys want to look, that's my guy.
This photo, I'm assuming, will also be at chrisloxmana.com.
Yeah, I'll post it at chrisloxmana.com. You guys can hear first. And on that same trip, he comes up to me. He's having trouble hooking his Surface up to the Wi-Fi. And then he says, hey, damn, do you use the first class bathroom? And I say, yes, absolutely. And he walks through the curtain, is gone for about 1 second, and walks right back out.
Shut down.
Turned away.
I swear to God, that picture is too good. It's like this angle to you. He's setting you up. You can see him looking at you out of the corner of his eye, I think.
Yeah, this is a trap.
Well, you folks are going to have to wait till it's on the Adam Carolla show. Yeah. We'll be on Friday. Can share it with you.
Anyway, Matt Fondelier, so you're on the train.
Yep.
Oh, he's looking at the photo right now.
Jesus, so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, on the train was...
It's totally fitting that Mike August does this, though, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I thought the train ride down was okay. It was on par with driving down, I felt.
How long did it take?
Well,
about the same, about 3 hours.
That's because you weren't smart enough to get on and immediately say, where's the bar car?
That definitely has something to do with it, and probably talking to Adam on the train also didn't add to my enjoyment much.
I was very clear with you that the only way that the train is super fun is if you drink on it.
Yeah. So this is called the Surfliner. It's a train that you can take from L.A. to San Diego, and it goes like
Santa
along.
Oh, yeah, you can go all the way to Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it just goes along the ocean, right?
Pretty much.
For a lot of it, yeah.
A lot of it. Super nice. It's the best way to go to San Diego or Santa Barbara.
Oh, God.
If you were staying in those cities.
I will say, coming back, it was a godsend because I was excruciatingly hungover. So it was really nice to not have to drive and sit in traffic.
And traffic.
Shut your mouth and get your ass on the train.
Yeah, yeah. Although I made the mistake of, you know, the problem with the trains, though, is that there's no assigned seating. So when I did get up to go get a beer, I came back. Somebody else was in my seat. Not a big deal. Ended up sitting down next to, I thought, a sweet old lady who would not shut the fuck up. And at a certain point, I had headphones in. Like, I'm just trying as hard as I can to not be rude. But, like, I just want to sit here and be on the train. I'm not – I so don't want to talk
didn't
to
anybody. Julie, what?
No, it was a bachelor party. She was a bachelor party.
She was
– no girls allowed.
She stopped being sweet because of the amount she was speaking to you? Or was she, like, saying really terrible things?
No, I mean, she did – no, she was a very sweet lady. It was just – yeah.
It
was just a lot of –
you can't get any more clear than that.
Exactly. And she asked me a question. I took the headphone out and was like, yes?
Old people have a habit of touching your hand.
Yeah. Oh, I like that move.
I like it, too, and I respect it. And you got to – you know what? When an old person – wants to talk to you, fucking talk to
him. I know, exactly. Yeah, so it's right? Like I do,
stop
but at a certain
a
point, I'm like,
because it could be you from the future.
This is enough. Enough of this.
You should have told her the story about that one time when somebody punched out an old person because they kept bothering somebody on the train.
Did you hear that story?
That might have done it. And you would have had a conversation
like,
with
I don't blame him.
So
he
it's a win-win.
Yeah.
That's actually a win-win-win.
Ooh.
The other people on the train win, too.
That's right.
World Star wins too.
So, I can't imagine you're going to fucking care if I say this, but Matt's bachelor party had something built into it that I, as someone who's been to 15 fucking bachelor parties, and I'm very done all my friends can stop getting married.
Never
thank
heard
you.
Of before ever.
I've never heard of this.
I do feel like you go to a ton yeah. of bachelor parties.
I'm not kidding. It's a thing.
I mean, it's a. I'm glad I have so many close friends, but Jesus Christ, it's so expensive. Fucking best man paid for every guest's room. I have never fucking heard of such a thing.
Not
that
only
is
that,
amazing.
But I think Kaylin's actually the only person I showed the video of. I meant to show you guys. They got the presidential suite that had a view of Coronado and the harbor and everything.
That's
it
the right
was insane.
So did everybody just crash in that room?
That amazingly,
or
no.
You had your own
they
rooms.
Had rooms for everybody, and then that was home base.
Well, that's kind of what you do.
Awesome.
I've seen they get the badass suite and 12 people staying.
Can you give
exactly.
me
no, this was,
I
this
him
was a step further than that. It was incredible.
The way that we've done it.
This guy must
is,
not be in podcasting.
These guys are. Everyone's talking about stocks and stuff, and I'm just like, "Hey, working a podcast." felt a little out of place. I'll be honest, but they were great guys. Yeah, they were great guys, though. But yeah, definitely in a different financial bracket than I'm in.
They call me the porcelain punisher.
Yeah, exactly.
And the seeker of pleasure. You're turning into a Game of Thrones character.
I know, it's amazing. I love it.
Shows you, Matt. The Punisher of Porcelain. The Seeker of Pleasure.
I just once want him to say first of his name. Something like that would be the best. But
this is Jon Snow. He's King of the North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. All right, we had this weird moment.
Dawson is leaving studio at the moment to get another beer, if you guys heard that.
There was a weird PC police moment that happened at the bachelor party that I thought was very bizarre.
Oh, no.
So we're at a dueling piano bar, which was actually super fun. And one of the...
Those are fun.
One of the, I guess, staples of this place is they play this drinking song, and the chorus of the song, everybody in the bar says, "You bitch, you slut, you whore."
Oh, God.
It was like a running thing that kept happening throughout the night. And the piano player had to stop the song and... apologize to all the girls that were there and let everybody know that we're not talking about you. This isn't to be pointed at you. This is just like a fun drinking song. Okay, everyone, let's do it. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? It was crazy. I just figured, who doesn't understand the context of being in a loud drunk bar and everybody singing along and having a good time? Of course it's not pointed at anybody.
Yeah.
But they had to take that moment, and that kind of I didn't appreciate that.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the dueling piano bar.
That's absolutely right.
They said it a million times.
It is.
But so they did someone complain and then they explained
it?
No,
it was just sort of like built into the before they even started it.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was really weird.
You're not even saying whether you're referring to a man or a woman.
Exactly.
Why didn't they apologize to the men?
That's a comedian right before it goes on. He gets up on stage and goes, "Okay, just let everyone know, I'm joking."
Exactly.
All right, here we go.
That is great open.
It ruins everything.
That'd be a fucking fantastic
great
open.
All right, well, it's mine.
That'd be a great title for a special, just so you know I'm joking.
Yeah, not bad.
That's pretty good.
All right, dibs.
You got it.
Stumbled onto something.
Now I just got to come up with a set. All right.
But the piano bar was definitely one of the highlights of the weekend. We've been to Howl at the Moon, actually. We used to do those City Walk shows at...
Matt's birthday.
I love it.
Right. One of the all-time worst hangovers I've ever had in my life was immediately following a night at Howl at the Moon with Dawson, feeding me tequila shots for my birthday.
Yeah, that was
after
great birthday.
I came and bought you shots because I wanted to leave. So that was how your night started.
Matt had to reenact, or Matt had to act in a video like that.
And
next
then I had
night.
To act opposite Adam the next day. Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
And stand on ladders and
for
shit.
For meeting?
Like, no, it was for the Nissan Versa. Something like that.
Nice.
He did great.
That was
very
convincing. Day.
I don't know if they do this at Howl at the Moon or if this is something they do at other dueling piano bars. To me, I had not seen this before. When you suggest a song, you're supposed to put like a little bit of tip money down for the piano player, and that's how they know what song they're going to play next.
Yeah.
But at this particular bar, if you didn't want to hear a song, you could pay more money to shut them up and change the song. And
I like
so
that.
It just became a battle all night long. People stopping each other's songs and trying to one up each other.
They must make a killing during Sweet Caroline.
They had to be making $1,000 an hour.
That's the fucking. That is the whole Orwellian thing about the dueling piano bar is they pit us against each other.
Yes, but it was
so between
much
them or us.
Matt's paying hundreds of dollars to play "You Bitch, You Slut."
Anyway,
Matt's
I'll just
like, if you do that disclaimer, I'll fucking
exactly.
Oh, yeah, you should pay it to not do the disclaimer.
But Shooter Jennings so eloquently put it, after that, they save all the food for their fat fucking bellies, and the starving will kill to be fed.
There
that
you
happens.
Go.
That is what, if you look at the mission statement, if you look at the mission statement of Howl at the Wolf, Howl and Wolf, what's
Howl
it called?
Howl at the Moon.
I like Howl and Wolf better, but that's in their mission. That's their target demo. But anyway, we were on a train.
But no, if you ever are in the gas lamp quarter,
derailed.
Spend some time at the Shout House. That place was awesome.
Nice.
Yep. All right. Well, did you want to do a Shay?
Sure.
Did you? Jesus. Now you knew where the bar was.
That was the lead into the Shay.
I got a question for you.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
You knew where the bar car was on the way home. Were you too hung over to the drink, or did you hit that shit right away?
No, I was. Yeah.
We didn't
fucking work that day. How are you not going to drink through your fucking hangover? Be a man.
I can't do that. I can't do that either. Like, you're the dog, and everyone thinks, oh, that'll make me feel better.
It really does depend on the
hangover.
That's
the last thing I want when I'm hungover. Well,
me too. I'm that way.
I'm not assigning this as a global rule to everyone. I'm talking about Matt specifically, who I know and have gotten drunk with more times than I could fucking count. You could have fucking powered through.
Here's the thing. I went too hard on Friday night. It was a double night party.
Double mastectomy.
So, Friday night, I went way too hard. I should have been more conscious of how insane of a day we had on Saturday. So Saturday, I was doing the hair of the dog thing where...
What was the daytime activities on Saturday?
On Saturday, we did an escape room,
woo!
Which was super fun.
Oh, that thing for 12-year-olds at a birthday party?
Yes.
Okay.
But instead, it was a bunch of bachelors. And then bar crawl, went out to brunch. I mean, it was good.
They should make a stripper escape room.
Yeah. Oh. I was thinking it.
Oh, nice. That would be awesome.
She's like,
nobody would ever want to escape, though.
She's like tied up on train tracks, and you got a rescuer or something like that. Like, I don't know how.
Did you guys get drunk before the escape room?
Yes. My point is that the all day Saturday, I was basically just drinking to avoid being hungover. Okay. And as it is, it didn't matter. I mean, I had a drink at every bar we went to, and then between bars, that drink would wear out, and I was just right back down to the pits again. So by Sunday, I mean, I was this close to alcohol poisoning. The idea of anything alcohol related.
You need to drink. You're going to die.
Yeah, so Sunday it was not going to happen. I definitely went a little too hard, but it was a great weekend.
Good
though.
For you. I'm proud of you. You made it through the whole thing, huh?
I did. Yeah.
He's like, big ups to Michael, who's getting married.
Yeah. Oh man.
Good dude.
Fucking great.
We've all partied with him. He was at Matt's bachelor party.
Big ups, and I hope your leaps are high.
Thank you.
That's a great saying, Mike.
It's beautiful. It's kind of a traditional saying in my family. Goes back thousands of years.
Right, we'll tease the Chez Fondelet for a little bit, but I am hungry, so let me talk about Blue Apron, because Blue Apron is so good. Talk about the best food sent over right to your door. Incredible ingredients. It's affordable. It's less than $10 per person per meal.
What?
That's right. And they deliver seasonal recipes. I don't want that off-season food. Out of season stuff. I want seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients, so you don't overbuy and you're not stuck with, you know, 10 things.
I just finished my Blue Apron. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Gary, and he's licking his fingers right now. And there's a variety of new recipes each week. Or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. They cater to all your tastes.
It's pronounced culinary.
Culinary. And it's really easy to cook. I can do it. And I can't.
I can do it.
Yeah, Gary can do it. I've seen Blue Apron at Kaylin's house. And it's easy. They have easy-to-follow recipe cards where you can keep them and, you know, cook them anytime you want. Pre-portioned ingredients prepared in 40 minutes or less. So it's quick. It's better than going out to eat because it's an activity that you can do at home. Invite someone over, or if you live with somebody, cook it with them. And Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu. It includes basil pesto chicken with summer vegetable panzanella.
Panzanella.
Sauteed shrimp and green beans with globe tomatoes, spinach, and orzo pasta. Whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomatoes, caprese salad.
He's the count now.
And you can try any of those for free right now. Just go to blueapron.com/resume. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/resume or resume. And Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Now, Kaylin,
yep.
And all that hubbub earlier, you announced, hey, I got a flick in the bean.
No, I was thinking about it.
Oh,
I mean, this was not a formal announcement. Chris. I was like, well, I could do Rick and Morty.
I just set it into a hot mic that's going to the podcast.
Let's do a lightning round. Let's go around the room and make him flick or something. I love this segment.
Sounds, I do love it.
I'm going to pass on that one, guys. It sounds a little weird for me right now.
We can't.
Well, I can tease a flicking bean. I just started watching a show called Rick and Morty, so maybe I'll finish the first season.
You're just going to glance over it?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Still might do it.
There we go. Tease it. Yeah. I like that.
There's a tease.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So tune in for that in the future. All right. So Guys,
that was a great segment, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you.
Woo! That's what I do.
I am once again running on fumes. It's been a long week. I went to Sonoma with Adam yesterday morning. Started off the trip hot because I forgot some stickers that I'm sure you guys will hear about if you listen to the other shows. I don't want to get too into that.
It's on the house this Saturday.
Oh yeah, you can listen to that. I'm sure it'll be.
But
on the
these are the same stickers that you had me take a picture of you holding, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know about that wrinkle to the story.
Oh, no, because I thought that he was going to talk about it on the Krilla show, so I was like, oh, take a picture of me holding them, and then if he talks about them, you could throw it up on the screen.
He did say, Chris, you got those stickers? You ready to go?
Yeah, and I was ready.
You were. I love when Adam was ranting about an Ace on the House, and Gary and I are both in the booth, and Chris is just kind of in the hallway, and he's like, is he still talking about the stickers? We're like, yeah, bro, do not come into this room. We're like, okay.
It was even funnier about 20 minutes before we started this show. Rob stopped by to pick something up, and I alerted him to the fact that it was coming. And as he was walking away, he goes, you can feel free to edit that part out of the podcast if you want. And I went, if I edit it out, it's a 31-minute show, so we can't do that.
Yeah. Actually, now we have to kind of talk about it. I get a call yesterday morning on the way to work. There are these stickers that Adam puts on his car to know his shifting pattern because they all have different different shifting patterns. So Rob and Tom give me a call. Hey, we forgot the shifting stickers. Can you go grab them on the way in? I grab them, and then grab them at their studio. Come back to our studio. Pack up all my gear to go to Sonoma. We get in Adam's car and we start driving, and then I realize that I forgot the stickers in my car. So I was the fail-safe plan, and I forgot them as well. And he had a lot to say.
As he's going apeshit, I'm driving them to the airport, and the GPS is like sending me like just a slightly different way than you normally go to Burbank Airport, and I had to whip a U-turn. And I scraped his Jaguar. That is 400 miles. Oh,
it was a lot at once.
And it went without a note because the shifting pattern was not in the vehicle.
Like,
it wasn't really brought up yet.
Yeah, it will be. maybe not. Caitlin's done it. I don't think it's ever brought up. Anyway, so that's what happened, and I kind of been getting a lot of shit for it the last, I don't know, 36 hours.
Try, in your free time, try taking a piss in a bathroom with one of those horseshoe seats that you can piss on. Try taking a piss in one of those without lifting the seat up. And make sure Adam knows about it. And it's been a solid decade story. So
it really has.
Come and talk to me then.
All right, I have nothing. All right, you win. Like that.
Don't even think about mentioning calzones.
I know.
Right. For the love of God, if you've ever mentioned your half birthday, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Or Lisa Loeb. It's all
Whoa. One of these things is not like the other. I'm not a half birthday guy. That's Gary.
Yeah.
I wasn't suggesting it was you.
No, I know you weren't.
Oh.
Then he came right back.
Oh, yeah. Circle back. So I could see how people could think it was all.
Where did the horseshoe piss lid happen?
Yeah, I don't even know.
KLS Next Mountain.
You guys know that. You're just.
I've heard the ramp.
Taking a piss because the pissers were full when I walked in. So I went to the stall, taking a leak, and Adam comes in. He's like, starts peeing. Dawson, that you? Yep. Did you lift the seat? Nope.
See, now
but presumably the door was closed. Your mistake was.
And then he flushes and walks away.
But presumably he could not see, right? So your mistake was not lying.
Why lie?
He would have. I think.
So
I think he would
not talking here's, about here's it.
The point that he never, here's the point that he never asked about. If I ever splashed on the seat, it's really easy to get some fucking toilet paper and clean the shit up. I don't piss all over a toilet seat and walk away. Animals do that. Your buddy Ray does that shit.
Oh, Ray does way worse than that.
So,
I honestly believe that Adam knew it wasn't lifted and wanted your verbal confirmation, because if you would have lied, he probably would have peeked his head under to make sure.
He was already probably standing over just watching.
I think in the back of my head I knew that he would check if I said
yeah.
So maybe. So Chris, and back to our original story.
Well, I was afraid that he would. Anyway, go on.
Back to our original story. Adam claims that when you guys got to said destination, he forced you to use your own money to go purchase white duct tape and a Sharpie. Is that true?
He's saying that. I think he's just saying that to be tough. He did just say, "All right, Chris, I'm going to need white tape and a Sharpie." And there's a race shop on the other side of the track that had a lot of stuff in it. And I thought, okay, try to just ask one of the guys at the, you know, in one of the other pits. I'll just go see if they have it. And they had really nice white tape and Sharpies. So I just bought them. And I came back like a couple minutes later with a roll of fresh white tape and a Sharpie, exactly what he asked for. And he says, "Oh, where'd you find that?" I think he assumed like I went on some mission that just wouldn't be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could complain about it more. And I just came back with exactly what he asked for. And he says, "Where'd you find that?" I said, "Oh, I got it at the race shop." And he's like, "Oh, very smart." And then he goes on air. I forced him to buy. But yeah, that's what happened with that. But with the stickers, now I have a moral dilemma that I want to ask you guys what I should have done. I realized I forgot the stickers right when we got onto the freeway. Now I know he wasn't going to need the stickers for 3 hours, for maybe 3.5 hours later, till we saw the cars. But like the idiot I am, or maybe possible idiot, right when we get in the freeway, I go, "Oh my God, I forgot the stickers. You're kidding me." Should I, even if I realize it early, should I have waited to avoid any verbal abuse for the next 3.5 hours and then just done it like right when we get the cars? "Oh my God, I forgot them." And just save me 3.5 hours of anxiety?
You should have just opened up the passenger door and thrown yourself out. Yeah, that's probably what I would have done. Or maybe like take a key and just commit Harry Carey in the passenger seat, something like that.
I don't know. I do think I'm really hard on myself with when I disappoint people. I really do take it to heart, and I think it's a problem I have, like with just how hard I do take it, how hard I am on myself about it. But yeah, It was Nick was in there. It was uncomfortable, especially with like Nick going the wrong way and scraping his tire. So it was a
I wish
it was a lovely
tire.
Oh yeah,
I scraped the tire.
His wheel. Yeah. So anyway, it was a lovely trip. But other than that, and then they said, "Chris, we're taking a plane ride home back with Jay Leno. Sorry, but we asked if you'd be able to join us, and they said they're all full. So I had to get back in the back of the pickup truck, hauling not the bed, but they have the back seat in the dually, and hauling the car home. And
which is ridiculous.
7-hour drive.
You could have absolutely fit into the overhead bin. So
yeah, I could fit anywhere.
Wow.
You are known for sleeping on top of a dresser cabinet.
You know what I want to do? What kind of bit I want to do in ACS?
They were going to make him sit on a footrest.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was in Ventura.
Remember?
That was pretty fucking hilarious. You were really sleeping on top of a television cabinet.
the armoire closet. What do you think about this, Dawson? Remember back in the day on the Corolla show, like they played What Weighs More?
Yeah.
Fat Tad.
Or whore. 600 cans of Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
That has to be Tad, right?
And Joe Coy would always... Joe Coy would be Kobayashi, and he would always guess Fat Tad. And just
Fat Tad!
Yeah.
He was so good at it.
It was an incredible bit. If you can find it on YouTube,
look it
up. That
was a funny thing, because Joe Coy, and then we didn't hear anything from him for 5 years, and now he's the hottest shit in the fucking world.
Yeah. Anyway,
right?
Yeah. No, I mean, he came down to the Irvine or the Brea Improv near me and sold out 7 shows each weekend, 2 weekends in a row. That's crazy.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Or will Andrew eat it, or will Andrew eat it, or anything like that? Yeah. This is a pitch meeting. Will Chris fit in it?
Will Chris fit in
it? And you just show pictures, something, And then,
is it, yeah. And then the
I like the rhyming, but the I want to know if you can sleep somewhere.
No, Will, Chris, fit.
Yes. Right,
no, this, Will, this Chris, fit. We'll talk about it.
And then what? Yeah, they just show a picture of this thing, and then a picture of me inside
and then the
of
payoff
it.
Is a picture of you inside of it or not?
It's very okay.
The rules are: if we can see any part of Chris, he does not fit.
So it'd just be the same picture of his cabinet.
We have to do like an overhead shot and see you curled up in a ball.
Anyway, just sort of
akin to Can Ray Break It? That's a funny video series.
Could cost Will a lot of money though, because how do we find things? It can't be like a game. It's got to be a one and done every time. We just show a picture of one thing that you manage to fit in.
Or not.
Anyway.
So
Jay Leno.
I think there's something there.
Jay Leno and his crew say, sorry, we don't have room in our private jet to take you home, so I have to go driving the 7-hour trip back. We get back at 1. I actually have a lot of work to do that, you know, my daily job, that it doesn't include going to the track day at Sonoma and camming up Adam's cars and all that stuff. So I finish my regular work, go to bed about 2:15, 2:30, and then I just sleep here because I have car cast in the morning and I have to edit videos. And then I wake up, I'm haggard, like Matt saw me this morning. It was rough.
Merle haggard.
I was even
I walked into the shop and I just look at Chris and he's got like one eye kind of half open, his hair's up to the ceiling, and it looked like you were still in your boxers. It looked like you were just wearing like boxers and a t-shirt. And he's like, hey, what's up, man? And I'm like, yo, do you sleep here? Why does everyone keep asking me that? Like, well, let me explain what you look like right now.
Yeah. It was
that's pretty fucking funny.
It was a different kind of wake up call for me.
Yeah.
And so then finally Matt and Adam come into the shop, and
Matt DeAndrea, excuse me.
And earlier that day, I see a picture that Matt DeAndrea posts, like, hey, from last night. Hey, just went in Leno's plane, and it's a picture of Leno, Adam, another guy, and then a seat with, like, these snacks.
No.
And I'm looking at him like, oh, my God. You know what? It's probably full plane. I'm sure Leno brought his whole crew there. I'm sure some guy just sat in that afterwards, and Matt just took the photo as they were getting in, so nobody's sitting there. Mm-hmm. And I was living peacefully just thinking that. And then sure enough, Adam walks in. Hey, Chris, you know that seat? That they, you know how they said it was full? There's a whole seat just for snacks. I just want to let you know that. I just straight up like, I feel me that. Crap.
Wow. Like Leno didn't want to look at you.
Yeah, I would have.
He's like, used to his seat that he can put his feet up and snacks are right there.
I'm fine with it, man. I'm not fine with it. That is
totally cool with that.
No, I'm totally fine with it.
I'm cool with it too.
It's his plane.
It's his plane. What?
It's his thing. I agree. Like, I know, I'm totally fine with it. I'm not insulted at all. I'm more insulted by the fact that Adam had to come and tell me about it.
That part's pretty rough.
Hey, by the way, that seat, there was an empty one.
That's fucked up.
Next time you fly in your private jet, don't let Jay come.
Yeah.
That's
how you get back at him. And you let him know via
Twitter.
Eye for
an eye for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Matt.
You go biblical with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
after an
eye.
Wait, Gary didn't hear it.
What's on the menu?
Oh,
shame on the leg. It's been too long.
It has been a couple weeks.
Oh, you should be like,
is that too long?
Ring announcer, Chris.
There's a little girl on there.
It's been too long.
King in the North.
So one of the other stops on the bachelor party excursion was Donovan's Steakhouse in La Jolla.
Nice.
Donovan's Steakhouse.
Donovan's, no connection to the Dave of Thunder.
Who is that?
Who's that?
I ask.
But I just thought I would. This was an incredible steak dinner. But I just thought in general, I don't know if we've ever covered steakhouses as part of Chez Fond du Lac.
No, and I love steaks.
I fucking love steak as well. So, first part about a steakhouse, I noticed. Picture time.
Sorry.
The bread. Steakhouse.
Great bread.
Gotta love the bread. Now, I was excruciatingly hungover, so the bread was particularly relevant for this particular visit. I will say they had a nice, like, fresh cooked sourdough loaf with just kind of regular salted butter.
Oh, man,
but I do love, like, something like Mastro's where they give you that huge basket that's got 15 different kinds of breads and breadsticks and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
You get a choice of what kind of bread you want?
You mean all the bullshit that sits next to the pretzel bread?
Yeah. That's true. The pretzel bread is garnished.
I mean, pretty much every time I've been to Mastro's, the pretzel bread gets decimated. Everything else just sits there.
Really?
So here's my controversial hot take on the steaks. Mm. I personally prefer to order a filet mignon over any sort of bone-in steak.
You're wrong.
I know.
Absolutely wrong.
I've been told that I am wrong.
And I've been to Donovan's. Don't they have a bone-in filet?
I didn't see that, actually. But again, I was really
hungover. This is relevant because on the Corolla show, Gina did a whole story about how people like cooking their steaks, too.
That's
which
exactly
I
right. So I was going to talk about that as well because I thought it was fitting.
Yeah, but let's talk about style.
I'm a medium. Shows. I'm a medium guy. I'm turning into a medium rare guy. But
evolving.
Do feel just general. Yeah, exactly. Back when I was younger, it was medium well. Went down to medium. I'm starting to make that turn down to the medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd go much less cooked than that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm a medium rare guy. Have been for a while now.
Yeah, I found sometimes that the medium is basically medium rare. Like, it's got to be pink throughout and then a little bit of red in the middle. That's perfect for me.
Depends on the steak and the steakhouse.
I see. So, well, again, I'm saying filet is
mine. If
you're
at Donovan's and you order it rare, you better fucking believe it's going to be mooey when it gets to you.
Ah, that was going to be my line. I wanted to say mooey back at me. It's
a good thing I didn't.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, no. I feel
like come on, come on.
Moments
come on,
pass. I want my steak to say mooey back at me. Oh!
The problem with the bone-in for me is it's too fat.
Cow says moo.
I feel like I waste too much of the steak when I get the bone-in.
But you got a dog, bro.
That's true, too. I guess I'd...
Yeah, but the bone actually adds flavor.
It does add flavor, but I would much rather have, like, just a decent-sized filet. I'll eat the whole thing. I would be very satisfied.
Filet is your...
What's your problem with the bone-in?
Filet's good, but...
I have two issues with it. One, I do think the temperature at which it's cooked gets thrown off. Like, if I order it medium, it's going to be next to rare. You have to order that, like, one up than you would think. And I think they're too fatty.
That depends on the steakhouse, man.
It does. I agree with that.
Okay.
Because that's what good steakhouses, they
just know how
they
to do it.
They will fucking lose their fucking jobs.
Sure.
Yeah, they're aware of that a steak with a bone cooks differently.
But this particular night I ordered my go-to at a steakhouse, which is the Surf and Turf.
Oh, wow, man.
You got surf with your turf?
I got some surf with my turf.
Did you surf and turf and surf again?
Anytime I will take a little less steak to get a little bit of seafood in there.
Sure.
So wait, before you go further, I witnessed something at a steakhouse about 7 years ago that I'd never seen before and I've never seen since, but I really liked it.
Someone put A1 on it?
Shut the fuck up. Someone... fuck you all.
Gary loves A1. I love A1, but I don't like them on a steak.
All right, we can get into this later.
What is it,
Utah? A friend of mine ordered a bone-in steak. And when it arrived at the table, he went, please have them cut it off the bone.
Oh, yeah, that's baller. You told me about
that. That's some fucking next level. And sure
enough, did they do it at the table?
Nope. They took it back, and they cut it off, and they left the bone there, and he got every morsel of fucking steak off of that bone because they used a giant butcher's knife
that's
to, like,
awesome.
Fucking cut it off. It was a baller move.
Wow.
Speaking of baller moves, again, I went with some super loaded bachelors. Ordered lobster tails for the table.
Oh.
Didn't order no appetizers. Let's just get some extra lobster tails for everyone to split. That was on top of my surf and turf. I had surf, turf, and surf again.
Good, you did. You did. There
it
we
was,
go. There awesome. We go. You surfed again.
It was fucking amazing. Now, I had the Caesar salad because my wife does not like the Caesar, so anytime I'm by myself, I'm getting that. But someone at my table said,
"So when you go to like her disdain for the Caesar is so big that you can't even have it at her table."
That's she refuses right. to
look at it. Hold on a second. Is that fucking real or are you kidding?
No, I'm kidding.
She dislikes it enough that you can't eat it in front of her?
No, I can eat it in front of her, but I'm usually if I'm he with her, we're going to split something. We're not getting a Caesar.
Matt can eat it as long as he's okay with her spitting it.
Yeah.
Just do not order that.
One of the bachelors though said something that I hadn't heard before. He said when you go to a steakhouse, you have to get a wedge salad.
No.
What the fuck's
that's
that about, right?
A wedge salad is
it's like the most overpriced salad that there is.
That is the best place to get a wedge salad. You can ask them to chop it, but that's a
I'm not a fan of the wedge salads.
I disagree with that, gentlemen.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, I am a big fan of a salad. I need a knife to eat. I do like that. I think that's pretty awesome.
Because
I can put my salad on my fork, my bite on my fork, and with the knife. That's good.
Nice.
But the trick is they got to come by with the condiment tray of all the great things you can have. They got to make the salad in front of you.
Tableside.
That's the mark.
Did
they do that?
They did not.
Fuck you, Donovan's.
But there was an amazing ocean view, so it was okay by me.
I'm just not a fan.
Kalen, that's not flickable. Is that flickable?
Mm-hmm.
Ocean view?
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, salads.
You know?
I stand corrected.
I was thinking about how much I hate blue cheese.
At a steakhouse, they don't have blue cheese there.
Yeah, well, you can't just throw it on.
No, that's right. Can't just do that. My favorite, besides the main course, my favorite thing to get at the steakhouse are the potatoes. You get the baked potatoes, the mashed potatoes, or what I got. Au gratin.
Au gratin.
That is the best, where that's they're like good. Thinly sliced, layered with a little bit of cream and cheese, and then baked a second time. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
I would, even without the serving turf, you just give me a plate of potatoes au gratin, that's dinner. That's dinner right there.
I want some au gratin.
I think that's the best kind of potatoes I have at your steak. My friend Greg, I was talking to him, and he says, I don't like potato wedges. And I ask why. He's like, because you can roughly see how many potatoes you're eating. Like when you have potato wedges. And that would bother me.
There you go.
What a fact.
the only disappointing part of the meal, we did not order dessert. We just had more booze, which was fine.
Anthony Bourdain would approve.
Yes, that's right. He would absolutely have approved.
So would Kaylin.
That's true, too.
Fuck desserts. Yeah,
there you go.
Well, I love dessert, but not this time. And it was an incredible meal. It was a great bachelor party, and that's what's on the menu.
Yeah! Worth it! Worth the wait! Worth the wait!
That was a great segment, bro. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But the right answer is ribeye, bone and ribeye, medium rare. All right.
Not when you can cook. I don't know, man. Not when you can cook bone and ribeye, medium rare.
It really depends where you're at. The bone and
actually,
fillets.
It should be rare.
That's a good steak.
It's like just I love a me touch a bone and ribeye rare. Too, but. It's right between rare and medium. But if I go to a steakhouse, my go-to is prime rib.
Prime
rib. Thank you, Kayla. I almost just spit beer all over the 360 camera.
Well, anyways, please send your steaks in
I'm not going to listen to this show and find out what this is all about. But you guys
said
enjoy
right
it.
In between rare and medium, and Kayla goes medium rare.
No, rare and medium rare.
That's not what you said. But
that's what I meant.
That's rare plus, right? No,
it's right in between rare and medium rare.
Medium plus, medium. Is that what it is? Medium rare plus, a great order too.
Yeah, if you order plus, in between. Yes, a rare plus will be.
I have not heard of this before.
It's like a notch in between.
No waiter has told me that.
Don't pull
at
that
every steakhouse I've been to. I've said, look, I know when I ask for rare, you're going to bring it to me. It's going to be undercooked. Just go right there, but don't get to medium rare.
At any nice steakhouse, rare plus will not. No waiter would ever ask a question about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give that a shot and let us know. Kaylin, how's the intern search going?
I don't know. Dawson, how's it going?
A lot of good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Who say they know a lot about beans.
Well,
that's for fries.
Yeah,
now.
This is French fries. This is,
yeah.
Oh, so yeah, we gotta keep searching. You know what, Kaylin? This is why I keep saying go to ZipRecruiter. Okay, because if you're hiring, the best place to find the best candidates is ZipRecruiter.com. Because if you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, not just one, all of them. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now. That's right. Listeners, can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. And get Kaylin. Let's get Kaylin an intern.
Kaylin,
I am inspired.
Did you see the hot fry video that's going around the internet today?
No.
Where they went to like 8 of the biggest chains of French fries and ordered a large French fry and then counted how many you get?
Ooh.
Hmm.
I knew the answer even started.
Who won?
You want me to give it away?
No. Let's guess. How many? Who's in there?
Let's
guess the top three.
McDonald's and
It's McDonald's, White Castle, Popeyes, Burger
Fuck
King.
Popeyes, take Popeyes out. Because they didn't win.
A lot of French fries at Popeyes.
They didn't win.
Damn.
Burger King.
And delicious. If they did, I don't want to know about it.
I believe Shake Shack and then Five Guys.
Goodbye, Shake Shack. Goodbye, Five Guys.
Five Guys gives a lot of fries.
But the McDonald's ones are thinner. The Shake Shack ones are thick, so I feel like you could fit more.
Why are you speaking with such authority on it?
Now, I think,
what I'm saying. They have potato guests. It's got to be amongst the chains.
Those are all chains.
They're chains.
Okay.
I think McDonald's.
Let's whittle it down to the chains that existed in 1980.
See, I'm going with Kalen. I would think thinnest fry wins, but McDonald's is so corporate that I think they're already like really pre-portioned. Because there's absolutely no way it was a large fry, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a large.
I think a large Five Guys.
I'm
going to
say McDonald's.
Okay, Nick.
Is this net weight or pieces?
No, it's a number of fries.
Number of fries.
Okay.
Which changes things because if you think of the size
Burger King's
of a
fries
fry,
are a little bigger.
Yeah.
You think of the size
I don't
of like
Burger King, they don't do well.
Or McDonald's fries way thinner than like a Five Guys or.
I think of the Jack in the Boxes, the McDonald's, the Carl's Juniors, the Wendy's, the Burger Kings. I think McDonald's is going to take it.
This is so exciting.
I'll even add In-N-Out to that list and still say McDonald's is going to take it because In-N-Out doesn't have a large.
In-N-Out
fry.
Only has one size.
That's right. True, yeah.
We're arguing most fries.
Yeah.
In a large. Yeah. How many number of pieces in a large ordered from one of these establishments?
Yeah, I'll go McDonald's as well.
Five Guys, because I don't think the answer is that obvious.
Yeah, I'm also going Five Guys.
I took Five Guys out of my equation. And of the, as I explained.
But that's not the way this video works.
Fuck this video.
All right, I'm going to have to go McDonald's.
What's up? What's the answer?
Five Guys, which I would have absolutely called. Not necessarily
what's
because
number two?
The most. Number two was, I think, Popeyes or Shake Shack.
All the places I've never eaten before in my life. And what's number three?
It's either Popeyes or Shake Shack.
Okay, what's number four? That's number four.
Number two.
I think McDonald's is the highest amongst
thank
the
you.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I could be a little off here, but Five Guys definitely won. And I mean, Five Guys, if anyone who's eaten at Five Guys, it's not necessarily, in my opinion, because of the size of the container.
No.
Five Guys will fill that cup and then take every single time, they take two full scoops and dump it on top of your bag.
They take bag fries to a new level.
Oh, that place, you order a small fry and you're getting a large fry anywhere else.
Yeah, that was ignorant of me.
Come on, man.
Stupid answer.
It's okay, right. Buddy. It's okay.
You'll be all right. I went to a wedding, and they served the Habit. They had a Habit burger truck. Oh, my God.
Big bucks.
That's
for dinner or for late
dinner?
Night?
For dinner. Like, you're just like, hey, we got a Habit truck. Everybody just come, like, order. It's all free. Just order whatever you want.
I wanted the fish. I wanted the fish.
I wanted I
wanted the kosher dish.
I went double char. I never go double char. That's but today
I was wondering if you had any vegan selections.
It'd be a lot of drinking at a wedding.
But the thing is, I filled up too much on like the appetizer bar at the cocktail hour.
Rookie mistake. Bro.
I know. I
wouldn't expect
all
that
the cheeses
from
and the meats, but I was so stuffed, and I took two bites out of this burger. And then I'm too full, so I'm thinking, I'm going to save this because I'm going to get drunk tonight, and this is going to be the most delicious thing later. And I even take – Jen's all done with hers. I just take her meat, and I stuff it in mine. So now I have three meats in this burger. So it's like a triple char.
Triple meats.
And it's just sitting there. It's waiting. I'm like, oh, my God. This would be incredible. And I do the move where I put – I kind of wrap it up and, like, make it look nice so they don't take it away. Go on the dance floor. Come back. It's gone. They took it away.
Could have seen that coming.
A full burger.
How many past appetizers do you think is an appropriate number at a wedding cocktail hour? Like different kinds of food?
I
think variety is the spice of life. Yeah. One.
Are you talking about, are these hors d'oeuvres served by people with trays?
As long as it's pizza rolls.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't do that because you have vegetarians.
Is this tray service or is this buffet?
I'm
tray service?
Have a list.
I think five.
Anything that I have.
Five solid. Because you'll remember everything you ate, and that's enough to be a variety. I've been to ones where they've only done three, and I do remember them only
That's
having
the standard.
Three.
three is kind of the standard everyone does, I've come to learn.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, I'm pretty weird with that stuff to where they always come to me, and it's kind of embarrassing. Like, oh, Chris, well, you'll eat
speaking
this.
Of,
trying to get a
I'm picture of you in my way.
Speaking of appetizers, when are we going to get our hands on some lumpia?
Oh, I'll bring some lumpia in.
Yeah, you've seen that for weeks, bro.
You brought lumpia.
Oh, yeah, but that was from a restaurant, right?
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was my mom's.
You're right. I'll get some, man. No worries. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here at the water cooler.
Yeah,
I missed this. It's as I said, it's been a rough, long week already, and I know it's only Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
It is.
It's Wednesday. It's only Wednesday afternoon, so I'm excited to go home. But first, got to get your plugs in, Matt.
All right. So again, I'll just say, if you're in the San Diego area, check out the Shout House. That's that awesome dueling piano bar. If you want to spend some bucks and have a nice steak dinner, go to Donovan's in La Jolla. And yeah, on the podcasting end, if you like the True Crime Podcast, check out Sword and Scale and Sword and Scale Rewind, which is like an after show that I help produce and get to chat on. It's a lot of fun.
Those are all with Lynette iTunes. And Stephanie Wallace.
That's right.
Taylor.
Yep. We're already a month ahead on shows. We're going full speed ahead.
Kaylin, I'm going to stop you real quick. I know you have a really big plug that you want to get going. But first, big ups to Larry for giving us beer.
Larry, thanks, brother.
Thank you, Larry. He gave us this. He's from Vegas. This beer is brewed in Henderson, which is right next to Vegas.
And it's fantastic. I'm a fan of the ginger beers,
Me
bro.
Me too. This is a Bad Beat Brewing, Queen of Hearts, Berliner Weiss. I'm probably saying that all wrong, but...
Berliner Weiss.
Berliner Weiss with guava and ginger. Wow. It's a limited release, but...
It's really fucking good.
I think it's really good. It's really easy to drink. It's tasty. I mean, if you're expecting like a lager or something, you're not going to get that, but it's a cool flavor, and it's sessionable. I've already had two, and I can't wait for my third. All right, now, Kaylin.
Yeah.
Finally. Calm down, man. Where can we go for you? Where do you want to send people?
Oh, don't worry about me.
And Carrie, where can we go for you?
Just send me tips on wedding shit. I got the venue. We got to start figuring out all our vendors and stuff. If anyone knows people in Orange County who are good or whatever, pitfalls that you found that you don't want other people to repeat, just tweet me.
All right.
Sweet.
That's all it takes. Just tweet Gary with your wedding tips and suggestions. Nick, we could go for you.
It's just a really important time in another Bachelor podcast, just gearing up for that finale. We're going to have our Men Tell All recap pretty soon, and man, it's just really exciting time. And Bachelor in Paradise, there's pretty much no break, so we'll be flowing right into it.
Yeah.
You hear that, Dawson?
I'm Dawson? Excited, man.
Men Tell All.
You know what? I've made a mental note. It's an engram now.
Dawson, are you still keeping up with Real Housewives of Orange County?
Fuck yes.
Okay, you know the Quiet Woman episode?
Yeah, that was fucking insane.
Whose plug is this?
Thought you did another Housewives podcast.
We stopped. No, I'm just kidding.
That restaurant's like one of my family favorites. I've been to that restaurant 150 times. I had no idea that all those chicks went there.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's right down the street from my parents' house.
You know I have to watch that show I get 10 minutes at a time. I can only watch it for fucking 10 minutes. Thank God it's only on once a week because it takes me a full fucking week to watch. I've had enough. All right. Can't deal with this crazy. But, I love that show.
I think people feel that way about this podcast.
So,
10 minutes at a time.
So, another Bachelor podcast.
All right. Yeah.
Check that shit out on iTunes. It has nothing to do with the Housewives.
Awesome, though.
Yeah. Men Tell All. Yeah. It's an exciting week.
If you go to our Instagram, Another Bachelor Podcast Instagram, there's a crazy video of Brian. We found some dirt on him.
Shut up.
Bishop?
No, Brian, the probable winner of Bachelorette. He's a swarmy Miami player. Well, that's a little tease to what you'll find. Go check it out.
I'm doing that the second this podcast is over.
Everybody is.
Mike Dawson, where can we go for you?
I would like to throw my plug to Central and Northern Michigan's Classic Hits radio station operating on 100,000 watts of power, the station you hear everywhere in Central and Northern Michigan, where I've been riding shotgun with you for 5 years now. I quit this job 3 weeks ago because just took up too much time, came down to time and money, but these guys always treated me like family. So if you're in the Central and Northern Michigan area, always listen to WUPS on 98.5 on your radio dial. And maybe I'll see you at Tip Uptown in February.
WUPS, deliver the hits.
Thanks to them.
I know
you guys always treated me like family, and I appreciate it.
Dawson has been I watch him do his show.
As
on
do
that,
I.
Yes, we've seen
for that session, yeah. He loved it. And, the guy's busy.
I haven't quit a job.
He's expanded.
I haven't quit.
It was rough.
I haven't quit a job. I still have every job I had in 2006.
Except that one.
Show us the way.
Well, that one I didn't get until, but yeah. Now this is the first time I've quit a job.
Hey, man, you got to thrive in business. Yeah, you got to do what's right.
One day we'll all do that eventually.
Yeah, so there you go.
Quit our Northern Michigan radio jobs.
Maybe one day you guys will quit your Northern Michigan radio jobs. But not before you get to Mackinac Island. All right? And you got to check out Traverse City. And fucking shout out to Gladwin, bro. And Mayo, I apologize for calling your city Mio for the last 5 years. But you should really check the way you spell it.
Yeah, that's on you guys.
That was the exit interview, by the way.
Mio. As for me, just a big thank you to everybody who came out to the show. Me and Dawson are going to be playing Santa Barbara and Long Beach. We have shows coming up, too, so be on the lookout for that. Also, if you have apps such as Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube or SoundCloud or anything, I put up that song that I played last week. So if you want to hear it again in stereo this time, find it there, Loxy. The song's called Zephyr.
Yeah, it's an awesome song.
I picked the two most like hardest words in the world to spell, but whatever. And just really appreciate everybody listening to this show. And
everybody at Jones Fest kept on saying to me,
I'm not going to like this
when
next
we
sentence.
Booked your band. No, before when we booked your band before they knew you and they're making up posters and everything. And I said Loxy, and they spelled it Loxy. And L-O-C-K-S-E-Y is what they
were
going
for. I should have done that.
And... And I can't remember, but anyway, it was really funny. And next time I remember, I'll tell you, so fuck off.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to wait till next week.
What a tease.
Thank you so much once again for everybody. This has been
Water
Cooler.
Really giving me the benefit of the doubt, by the way.
Oh, we'll forget
more
it.
You won't find out
my
about
God.
It next week.
We forgot to talk about Gary being in the Jewish fraternity this week.
Gina was just asking about that.
Yeah. I got to go. I want to hear about it, but I got to go.
All right, next week. We'll do it next week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back for number 85. Till then. We love you.